Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. And today, we're going way back, like 60 million years back, to the age right after the dinosaurs. We're talking about a creature called Titanoboa.
Yeah, you could say it definitely made its mark on the planet.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Honestly, you shared some of the research with me, and frankly, I'm a little nervous to meet this thing.
Well, I can understand that. It's not every day you come across a snake that makes an anaconda look like, well,
a garden hose.
Exactly. But the science behind Titanoboa, trust me, it's more fascinating than it is frightening.
Okay, you've convinced me. Let's dive in. So where do we even begin with a creature this massive? Let's set the stage a little bit. Picture a world where South America, specifically Colombia as we know it today, is completely covered in this sweltering jungle. And we're talking temperatures consistently between 86 and 93 degrees Fahrenheit. This was the Paleocene epoch. So a period of intense heat following the extinction of the dinosaurs.
Okay, so I am getting sweaty just thinking about it. But this extreme heat, this played a crucial role in the story of Titanoboa, right?
Absolutely. This hotter climate may have been a key factor in the snake's, well, incredible size.
And when we say incredible, I mean, we're working with excerpts from titanoboa.pdf, and when they say big, they mean big.
They weren't exaggerating. We're talking about a creature that could reach lengths of up to 50 feet.
Okay, to put that into perspective for our listeners, that's about the length of a city bus.
That's one way to put it.
Slithering around in a jungle. Okay, see, this is why I'm glad this thing is extinct. I can't imagine what was on the menu for a predator that big.
Yeah, it wasn't snacking on rodents, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Our research indicates that Titanoboa's diet consisted primarily of, get this, giant turtles and even crocodiles.
Hold on. It ate crocodiles. Okay, I take back what I said about being glad it's extinct.
Well, keep in mind, snakes are incredibly well designed to tackle large prey. They have those flexible jaws that we've talked about before, allowing them to swallow things much larger than their heads.
Right, I've seen the videos. But how does that even work with something like as big as a crocodile?
Well, that's where Titanoboa's size really comes into play. Imagine the sheer force of a creature that weighs over a ton, that's heavier than most cars. And it's constricting its prey. We're not talking about snapping bones here. The Titanoboa.pdf explains that it's more like a, like a blood pressure cuff, slowly cutting off circulation until the prey loses consciousness.
Wow. It's hard to even fathom that kind of power. I mean, this wasn't just a predator, it was the predator. So in a diet like that, I have to ask, was Titanoboa laying eggs or giving birth to live young?
That is a great question, and believe it or not, that's something researchers are still trying to figure out. Boas typically give birth to live young. Pythons, they lay eggs. Titanoboa's place in that family tree, it's still being debated.
So even millions of years later, Titanoboa is still shrouded in mystery.
This is incredible. I have to admit, it's tough for me to move past just how massive this thing was. I mean, we're throwing around buses and cars, but how does something evolve to be that big?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
It really is.
And the Titanoboa.pdf, it does offer a couple of pretty compelling theories. We talked about the hotter climate of the Paleocene, but there's more to it than that. Scientists believe this consistently hot climate combined with higher levels of atmospheric oxygen might have created, like, the perfect conditions for gigantism in reptiles.
So are we saying it's like turning up the dial on growth? More heat, more oxygen, bigger snakes? You could think of it that way, yeah. Like, it's like giving these ancient reptiles a supercharged environment. The research suggests that with higher oxygen levels, that would allow them to fuel larger bodies, more energetic metabolisms.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But is everyone on board with this theory?
Well, you know, like any good scientific debate, there are always other perspectives.
Right.
Some researchers argue that while, yeah, climate and oxygen levels definitely played a part, it might not be the whole story.
Okay.
They suggest that things like prey availability, maybe even the absence of other apex predators, could have also contributed to Titanoboa's remarkable size.
So it's like a giant puzzle and we're all just trying to put the pieces together.
Exactly. And that's what makes studying these prehistoric creatures so fascinating. You're constantly refining your understanding based on new discoveries, new research.
It is fascinating. This deep dive has become like a crash course in paleontology. It's amazing how much we can learn from these creatures that lived millions of years ago.
And speaking of learning, you mentioned that Titanoboa was an apex predator. What does that mean for like the ecosystem, especially one as seemingly hostile as this Paleocene jungle?
Oh, that's a really crucial point. As an apex predator, Titanoboa sat at the very top of the food chain, played a vital role in, well, maintaining balance within its ecosystem.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, imagine it like this. If populations of Titanoboa's prey, let's say, those giant turtles, if they were to grow unchecked, it could have this ripple effect throughout the entire ecosystem, right? Just disrupting that delicate balance. It's a stark reminder that even something as intimidating as Titanoboa still had a vital role to play in its environment. It makes you realize that every creature, big or small, has its place in this grand scheme of things.
Absolutely. And studying these ancient relationships, it can give us valuable insights into the complexities of ecosystems even today.
So what you're saying is understanding the past can help us navigate the future.
Precisely. By studying how creatures like Titanoboa, how they adapted and thrived in their environment, it helps us gain a deeper understanding of how modern ecosystems, how they might respond to changes in climate, in resource availability, you know, other environmental pressures.
It's amazing to me how these discoveries, they make you realize just how much we still don't know about Earth's history. It makes you wonder what else is out there just waiting to be, you know, dug up.
You're telling me. And speaking of discoveries, our research on Titanoboa, well, it hinted at something else that I found really interesting.
Okay, now you've got my attention. What else is there?
Well, you remember how we were talking about Titanoboa being this apex predator?
Yeah, at the top of the food chain.
Right. Turns out, this giant snake, it wasn't the only colossal creature roaming around that prehistoric jungle.
Wait, are you serious? Okay, now you have to tell me more.
Okay, so the Titanoboa.pdf, it mentions that paleontologists have found evidence of, get this, massive turtles and crocodiles from the same time period.
Hold on. Giant turtles.
Oh, yeah.
And giant crocodiles, all living in the same place.
Creatures that they dwarfed their modern relatives. We're talking about turtles the size of small cars and crocodiles that could, like, rival Titanoboa in length.
Okay, that's not a jungle. That's like a monster movie.
Right. It really does make you think about a world where gigantism was, I don't know, maybe more common than we think. And it makes you wonder, what else is out there? What else might we find as we keep, you know, digging up fossils? What other crazy creatures are waiting to, like, tell us their stories?
I have to say, this deep dive, it has completely blown my mind. Who knew that we would discover a creature like Titanoboa and that it would teach us so much about a world that's so different from our own?
And who knows? Maybe this is just the beginning, right? Maybe there's another huge discovery waiting for us, something even bigger than Titanoboa. And when we find it, it'll change everything we thought we knew about the past. And who knows? Maybe even inspire future scientists.
That's what I love about paleontology. It's like, it's a constant reminder that even in these old fossils and bones, there are new stories to discover and mysteries to uncover. So thank you for taking us on this incredible journey. And for everyone listening, until next time, keep exploring and never stop asking questions.